Oh, saw to the saw to the saw, Max. Everybody.
This is your boys, Juice and L. Bryan.
L. Bryan, sure, dude.
I don't know. One day we'll come up with one that actually works.
Dude, Bobby, bro.
No. I just remembered El Capitan.
Oh, yeah. El Capitan, dude.
El Capitan, guys.
El Capitan, dude. Dude, of course.
Why didn't we think of that before?
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us today on the newest episode of Sugoi Anime, episode 7.
Yep.
Episode
7 it is.
Yeah, and Jesus, tell us what our topic is for today, dude. It was your idea, so you might as well let us know. I mean, people already know because, you know, they clicked on this episode, but tell us, dude.
Okay, we are actually going to talk about instead of our favorite, we're going to do our most hated anime.
Yep.
And we're going to see how long this takes us to go through. I don't think we'll get through all of them, but we'll see. We'll start with 3 each and we'll go off of that.
I think that's a good number, a top 3.
Yeah.
Of and then the top 3, so number 1 is the most hated, number 2 is the second most hated, and number 3 would be our,
most hated.
Least. Anyways, but before that, do we have any news or any updates, dude? Like, what's been going on, bro?
Well, the only big thing that I can think off the top of my head is that the Demon Slayer movie did get a release date announced for October in Japan.
Ooh. Oh, in Japan.
In Japan, because, it always takes us a little bit longer to get stuff over here in America.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a thing. And
do you think it would come out in theaters here? Probably not, right?
Yes, it would.
You think so?
Yeah, because what's it called? So the studio that does it is called Ufotable, or Ufotable, however you want to pronounce it. And they're owned by this other studio called Aniplex, or A1 Pictures, which is a really Aniplex. Big one.
Yeah.
And they're owned by Sony. Which is a big, media titan, so I would highly, and they also own Funimation. So,
holy crap.
Yeah, Sony owns a lot of things. They even own Spider-Man.
Right, they do.
So they own a lot of stuff that makes a lot of money.
El Hombre Araña, dude.
Yeah, so that's why I'm thinking, it will probably get a U.S. release in theaters.
Dude. That would be sick. Hopefully this time I'm not, stupid sick.
Yeah.
And I can go.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, that sounds awesome. I have been watching Demon Slayer, slowly but surely, so it's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
So.
It gets better. Yeah. It gets better.
Okay.
It starts off as, your typical shonen, but it does get better.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I believe it.
Although,
any other updates?
Yeah.
Well, hold up. What were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
I was just going to say, although I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that the production team of Ufotable is actually really good, so they made the anime better than the manga for once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is
gorgeous. The show is gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same studio that does all the Fate movies and whatnot, so.
Yeah.
Okay. They know what they're still, doing.
Oh, for sure. But I still like the art style for Demon Slayer better than Fate.
Yeah. Because
there is a bit of a difference either way, but.
Yeah.
And let me just say right now, Nezuko is freaking adorable, and I love her, dude.
Dude, yeah, they've almost started a whole religion around her.
Really?
Yeah, it was a joke, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's up, dude. Anything else, dude? Any other news?
Basically, every anime convention is canceled this year.
Well, that's not a surprise, but also very sad.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know.
Wait, but you said basically. Is there still some going on or something?
Maybe towards the end of the year there might be something, but, you know, it's a long shot
as of right now. Probably not.
Yeah.
Even, dude, even
if, honestly. That's why I was like, honestly, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, even if the COVID goes away tomorrow, I don't think anyone's going out.
Yeah. In
big, you know, events anytime soon.
Yeah, it's going to be at least a year or so till we
maybe
see
more.
Yeah.
I think, dude, like big things, like big events are like done, dude, especially movies, movie theaters. I think they're out of business for sure, dude.
With whole
Oh yeah, with this whole thing.
Oh, sure. Because I love watching movies in movie theaters.
Dude, yeah, it's fun. It's super fun.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, you get to go and, you know, watch, I don't know, like the time we all went to go watch the Dragon Ball Super movie, that was super dope.
That was super dope.
We had
You're
a
right.
huge crew. Everybody was happy to be there, you know?
Dude, it was sick.
Oh, man,
it
that was like one of the better. That was definitely, like, it was an event to go to that movie.
It was way fun, dude. That was one of my favorite movie events for sure. With the bros.
Yep.
But yeah, dude. So, dude, what, any updates on you? What have you been watching? What have you been reading, bro?
Let me think. Today I read the new One Piece chapter, the new My Hero Academia chapter. And I decided, you know what? I'm just going to spoil it for myself. I'm going to see how Demon Slayer ends.
Uh-oh.
Because it's pretty close to ending.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's pretty close.
Holy crap.
I mean they already you'll find out.
are you saying that you like skipped ahead in the manga?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because it's not even all translated, so it's really annoying.
Oh, I see.
There's like a 20 chapter gap in the middle and I'm like, why is there a 20 chapter gap?
Oh, that sucks.
So it's like you don't even know what's going on because then you have to go look for like a fan like
translation.
And you know, some of them are really good, but some of them are really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like every now and then I'll read the fan sub for like One Piece and whatnot. And the translations aren't bad because, you know, they have a lot. It's been a show that's been around for a while, so there's a lot of fans who actually can read and write in Japanese.
Right.
And who can speak English as well. So it's like, but yeah, sometimes you're like, you compare the translations and it's like, ugh.
What is rough. This? Yeah, I can't imagine. I studied very minimal Japanese, you know, kinda for a little bit, and oof, it's hard. But that's how it is.
Yeah, that's just how fans are, you know. And
talking about My Hero Academia real quick, did you watch the episode with Endeavor and Hawks? Oh my gosh,
like, oh my gosh. Freak. Like, it was me and my sisters watching it because I was like, hey, Vini, Dana, you actually want to watch this episode because it's actually really good. I read this in the manga and you guys will be blown away.
Dude,
like, when it was over, they were like, wait, it's already over?
Dude, that was like, dude, because Endeavor was like arguably my number one hero, favorite hero in the show. But like after this episode, for sure, he's my favorite number one hero. Like, top one. Like, oh like, my gosh, dude.
I get
so
always,
sick.
Like, yeah.
Like, so sick, dude.
Yeah.
Just everything about it, man. The emotional aspect.
Oh, man.
The flashbacks with his family, you know, reacting to everything, and just his pure, like, drive to, like, prove to the world and to his family that he's not just number one, but he's a changed man. It just, oh, there's, it's on so many different levels as the reason to why I love this episode. And like, Hawks was awesome for being support, dude. Hawks totally stole the show as well. But, you know, Endeavor stole the show. Hawks totally supported that role, though.
Yeah, because actually, you know, Hawks is actually a really big fan of Endeavor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Huge fan.
Dude. Oh, man. It was so sick. It was, loved it. Loved it, dude.
Yeah, speechless. I still think that one of my favorite quotes from that episode was like, you know, what was it? It was like, I always hated that school motto, but plus Ultra.
Dude, that part was so sick. I was like, hated saying this, but plus Ultra Prominence Burn. And I was just like, dude, I watched the episode like two or three times in a row, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was definitely one of the, you know, I'm really glad they ended on that. That was like the best, like a high note to end the season on.
And that, dude, was hell yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is how they need to run the show, you know?
Like, dude, ooh. Heck yeah. Great, great, great way to end the freaking season, bro.
Yeah.
Super like, amazing. You leave way.
It on a great note. It's like,
oh
man.
Hell, I mean, of an end and to a we season. Did
get the announcement for season 5 that it's actually going to happen. Not like some other shows where they don't tell you anything.
It's true, but I think it's just because My Hero Academia has comfortably taken one of the top 3 slots in popularity. So, you know,
yeah,
like even in terms of like even like, you know, in production side of things, they're just like, yeah, we need to keep pumping this out because it's a money maker.
Yeah, I mean, the newest movie, I think, made more money than the last movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Freak, the one I freaking missed, bro.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, yeah, the animation, I'd say, was better on this one a bit. Oh. You know, not too much more, but yeah, there you could definitely tell there was a difference. Some people, you know, hated the movie because of some of the things that happened at the end, but I was like, for me, it made sense.
Okay.
You know? But, yeah. Well, that's just how it goes, you know?
I've just heard some things that happened in the movie, and I mean, I don't really know what to think because I want to watch it, you know, so I can actually understand. But the idea of it is interesting. So, yeah. I don't know everything that happened. I just know, you know, maybe a few things, but
yeah.
But anyways. Anything else you've been watching or reading, bro?
Let me think. No, nothing worth noting right now. I mean, yeah, nothing worth like worth a mention right now.
Okay.
Like, I've been watching a couple shows, but it's mostly because, you know, I got really distracted playing The Witcher 3.
Oh my gosh, that's
cool.
It took
me 70 hours to complete it.
You beat it?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
But apparently there's a DLC that adds another 20 hours worth of content.
Let me tell you something. I am almost positive. I'm not telling you this because I don't believe that you like beat the game. I'm telling you this because I'm an experienced RPG gamer.
Okay.
I can assure you, 70 hours, I'm sure you didn't even scratch the surface of the actual game.
I'm sure you're right too, because I was like, there's so much more to do. Like, regardless,
but that's okay.
So many side quests.
That's okay. You still, that's cool. I respect you. I commend you for that. I think that's awesome. But
I was like, frick, like you need to do a lot of side quests. Like people don't believe me, but it's like, this is one of those RPGs. You can't not do side quests. Otherwise you're not going to be a high enough level to play the main quest.
Oh yeah. That's how RPGs are, bro. But I respect you.
Yeah. It was like,
I respect you.
And, yeah, it's a pretty good game, but, yeah, you need a lot of time and a lot of patience, especially once you set the game to Death March. Because everything is, like, can kill you and will kill you.
No, thanks. I don't like to play video games like that. For me, it just takes the fun out of it. I like the experience of it, you know, the story.
Yeah.
Enjoying it, you know. But
yeah, because I was like, huh, I don't think this thing is supposed to take me. It shouldn't be this hard to beat this, you know, level 2 villain or whatever. A level 2 wolf that's just running around is like, huh, I just got beat in 5 hits.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So
it's a lot of restarting. I think the hardest part for me, though, is that I always forget to save. You're like, oh, man. I've been running around for who knows how long.
Let me tell you something. This is how you know that you're an experienced RPG gamer. I'll tell you this right now. You save literally every 5 minutes, probably. I don't mean to bring up Dragon Quest, but
yeah, I'm playing
one of the games I'm playing right now is Dragon Quest VI on Android. And literally after every battle, because it's random encounters, after every battle, I save. That's how hardcore I am at this. So, but that's how it is, bro. That's how it is.
Yeah, that's how it's gotten to for me at this point, too.
Smart. It's like, very smart.
Anytime I like, you show up to a new location, all right, beat all the bad guys, save. Then go loot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. That's how it is. But, yeah. Anything else, dude?
No, not really. No.
Okay. I don't have much either.
Yeah, just enjoying time here. It's been a little bit slow of a week.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, either way. So, I think we should start.
Let me just say one thing. Sorry.
Go for it.
So, I also finished, obviously, My Hero Academia. You know, the season. Haikyuu as well, which was amazing.
Wait, the season ended already?
Of Haikyuu, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the last episode for My Hero and also Haikyuu.
Oh, that's
They
sucks.
Were great episodes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Can't really think of any. Oh, One Piece is freaking amazing.
I just wanted to throw
that out there.
Dude, I finally... So I decided to watch a couple episodes since I'm already like 5 or 6 behind right now. Or no.
Right.
Oh, no, maybe not that much. But
also, sorry, keep going. And then I'll say what I wanted to say.
So it was like, what's it called? So I finally made it to the part where... at least, because I already know what happened in the manga, but in the anime, they added a few things, like when Sanji got the raids, decided to finally use the raid suit.
Okay.
And man, I gotta admit, it was way funnier in the anime when he decided to use it.
Oh, but yeah, dude.
I was like, what in the
Soba
world?
Mask, bro.
Soba mask.
Soba mask. Like, Soba mask.
It was so funny,
boy,
though,
dude.
But I still get a kick out of the first reaction. He's like, oh, I don't have to get the clear fruit anymore. I can finally fulfill my dream.
Oh my gosh, that part. Yeah, that part's funny, man. Dude. Dude,
man.
That part's funny. I totally forgot about that part.
Yeah, I think though it's pretty cool though. Yeah, he finally decided to use it. Like we all wanted to in the first place.
And it looks way cooler than I thought it was going to look.
Oh yeah.
Way cooler.
Dude, but then
Soba
it's
mask,
like, yeah.
coolest hero villain ever, dude.
And then like Law is just what's it called? Just like, if he's the real Stealth Black, then he will use it.
He's such a fanboy. I love it, dude.
Oh man. It's like everybody
so
in the North
funny.
Blue knows.
Dude, I know. It's so funny.
But yeah,
and then I just gotta say real quick.
Yeah.
I'm really loving Black Clover's new arc that they're heading into right now. I really like it. Very, very much.
Yeah. I probably got up in the manga on that, actually, now that I remember.
I can't even imagine what's going on in the manga.
Well, the anime is at that point where they're literally only 20... Well, the anime is only 20 chapters behind right now. So we're going to get a few fillers in the next few weeks.
Sick.
It's going to be a training arc.
Oh, well, yeah, because they are getting, they are doing the 6 month.
They're actually going to show it instead of skipping over it.
Okay, well,
which that's is fine. You know, it's like,
as long as it's good.
Yeah. And it's entertaining, you know, they can make it good, so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not like some of the other ones where I've, like, sometimes the filler's really bad and you're just like,
oh, that's why I just hate, I don't like fillers at all, dude. Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, let's move on.
Okay, cool.
So, Jesus, Juice, what is your top three? Let's start with number three. You go first, and then I'll go, and then you'll go number two, and then I'll go number two, and then number one, and number one.
Okay, okay.
Does that make sense?
Let me look at something real quick, because I have forgotten a lot of these. And
yeah,
I've watched a lot.
I know what my number one is right off the bat. But number two and three, I'm having trouble. Yeah. I think I know number three, but number two, yeah, I'm not, I don't know. Okay, you know what? Maybe, you know, oh no, because I don't know what number two would be. If it's,
you know, frick, there's quite a few that I'm like, and yeah, I definitely know what my number one is, where I was just like, I don't even know why I finished it. And I'm pretty sure we both share the same, we both share the same number one, where we're both like, why?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like we do.
Oh man, there was just some, there's been some pretty bad ones though that I'm trying to think. I should have written these down.
I can't think of anything else, honestly. I'm trying to think, but man, this is, I don't know, this is actually harder than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, it's mostly because we only watch stuff that we actually like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll go with my number three. I know what it is.
Okay. Okay.
It is, what's it called? A high school, I think it was like called High School Prodigies in Another World.
Whoa, that sounds sick.
It does sound sick, but it's like any other isekai.
Oh, it's an isekai. Okay. Yeah,
because they're in another world.
Right.
I was just like, yeah, High School Prodigies have it easy even in another world. And it was just like, you know, at first it starts off okay, just like every other show, you know, you're like, okay, I'm digging it. But towards the end, it was just like, this isn't good. It's boring. Like, you already know they're going to come out of it because, you know, they have, like, the world's greatest engineer, the world's greatest swordsman, world's greatest doctor. It's like, okay, yeah, you're going to have, and obviously all these guys have, like, abilities that aren't even humanly possible. To the point where it's like, okay, everything is easy, and that's cool and everything, but it's like, they're not really struggling at all. Like, they already have a plan for everything. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll just do this, this, and this, and everything will just work out. Like, okay, yeah, you guys decided to... Yeah, it was just one of those shows where I was like, I watched it all the way through, okay? Till episode 12. And I really wish I hadn't watched it. I feel like my time could have been spent well in other places.
Okay.
Like reading more manga. Just picking up a different show. I could have finished Fire Force in that time.
Oh, Fire Force is so good.
Because now I'm starting to get more into Fire Force right now. I think I finally made it to like episode 10. And I was like, why didn't I watch this before?
Dude, Fire Force, it gets even better, bro.
Oh, man. And that's why I was like, this sucks. This actually sucks. Why did I could have literally finished Fire Force in the time it took me to watch this other crappy show. But, you know, every now and then you're like, this will be a better isekai. And it isn't. It always gets you into that trap.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Well, I believe you, man. I believe you.
Yeah. How about you? What's your number three?
So I was my first, the first, before I just thought of this, what my actual number three is, I was thinking one show. I'm just going to mention it.
Okay.
Just really quick. And it's not so much that I hate it, because I don't hate it. It's just like you said, it's really hard to find shows that I actually hate.
Yeah.
That, my number one, for sure, I do not like. Number two is like, eh, I don't like it that much. But number three is kind of, you know, it's kind of like hard to find something that's on number three, because it's like you said, most of the stuff that we've watched or I watch, I'm really into. But the one I was going to say, and I probably will get shot in the face for saying this.
Oh boy.
Is the original Dragon Ball. Oh. Let me tell you why.
Boop, 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 boop.
But it's not my official number three. I'm just throwing it out there. The reason why I was going to choose it before I thought of this new one is because, very simple. Listen, charming. Loved the show. Loved it. It was great. I loved seeing, you know, Goku's natural, like, you know, his first, where everything came from, especially a lot of the techniques that he uses in Super, a lot of the stuff. I don't know. I got a better idea of who Goku is, right? And Piccolo and a bunch of other characters, Master Roshi, Bulma, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like it was just too much, like whimsical humor. It just felt kind of like Steve Carell's humor. Like, like for Steve Carell, he's a funny guy. But dude, you get to the point, especially like when, like Dinners for Schmucks is one, but in The Office, like I just got to a point, I cannot stand Michael Scott. That's his name, right? Michael Scott's.
I believe
his humor, like his, who he. Oh, I just can't stand it,
no,
dude.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. So, anyways, I kind of got to that point with Dragon Ball. I was like, it just dragged on too much. It was really fun and everything, but I was kind of just waiting for it to end, bro. I was like, oh, come on, when is this over?
Waiting for
like
Z to start.
Basically, I was just like, you know, and maybe that was probably part of the issue. I was kind of, you know, waiting for the end. And so I didn't really get to enjoy the journey as much. But yeah, it was still like, it still took me over a year to finish all of Dragon Ball, you know, and it was a great journey. I think it's because I had expectations, you know, of like it ending is probably why it ruined it. And also the pacing was just so slow. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It's just, you know, that kind of anime. It's really old too. So it's like, I don't know. Anyways, but like I said, that's not my actual number three. My actual number three.
We'll put that as your unofficial four.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that. Dragon Ball was going to be my number three.
Okay.
But it's actually Devilman Crybaby.
Ooh. That is a very unpopular opinion.
Yes, I know. So the thing is, let me tell you something. I think the reason I for sure am putting it on number three, and like I said, it doesn't mean I hate the show. It's just my number three, you know? It's just, okay, basically, the moment everything was said and done, my thought in my brain was this. What the hell did I just watch? I was just like, what in the hell just happened? What is going on here? It's just the whole time I was watching that show. Don't get me wrong. It's very entertaining. And I think the best thing it has going for it is the music. I love the music. The soundtrack of that show is amazing. The animation is pretty good. It's a different art style. But it's just, I don't know. It was just way too over the top with like sexual stuff and then killing stuff, like body parts being dismantled, the main characters, just, and everything that was happening. I mean, the reveals and the plot twists and all that, they were crazy. But my gosh, dude, I don't know. It was too much for me. It was just too much for me. It was just, what the freak is happening right now, dude? And like I said, I didn't hate it. I just thought maybe it was just a little too much for me, you know?
Yeah.
But I did enjoy watching it. I did enjoy it, you know? So it might not be a popular opinion. And I said, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But it was just like, still, yeah, I think about it. And I'm like, what the freak happened in that show, you know?
Like, and you know what? I'm not going to lie. It's like, I definitely get what you mean. Like, for me, I felt really empty inside after I finished watching it. Yeah. Like, I don't blame you, because it's like, it really isn't for everybody. It's like for maybe a handful of people who really, you know, enjoy that kind of thing and whatnot. And, you know, some people just can't stomach it. And I just tell I told my siblings, like, you know what? It is very entertaining, but it will gross you out. It will make you feel empty inside, because you start to realize a few of the things that may even apply to real life, like it's subjects of morality that get very twisted. And I think that's what affects a lot of people when they watch it. But, yeah. You know, and I do feel like after because I remember I suggested that to you, and I feel like after that, you've always been a little hesitant to any of my suggestions after that.
Not necessarily, because I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it. I was just like,
yeah,
what the freak did I just watch? Like I said, it was very entertaining.
Yeah, yes.
But it, you know, I was just like,
it's definitely a tough one. It's definitely a tough one.
Yeah. But yeah. So, anyways, that's my official number three. What's your number two, brother?
Okay, it's another unpopular opinion.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to stick to my guns on this one. Fairy tale.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was
that
just
is
like,
great.
I was like, my number two. Yeah. Definitely fairy tale. You know what?
Yeah.
And
good choice.
And you know what, guys? It's like,
is that really an unpopular opinion?
It's about
50-50. I don't feel like it is.
It's okay, about 50-50.
I don't feel it is, dude. I think you're right. I think you were. Yeah, I agree.
And here's why. It's like, it is a bit unpopular, but here's the thing. It's like, it is, you know, your typical shonen anime and whatever, but it just repeats a little too much, man. It's like, okay, we get it. Natsu gets another power up, but he's only powerful when he fights powerful opponents, and he sucks against his friends. Okay.
Oh, man.
It's like, we get it. It's like, you know, Natsu is like, you know, he's a, you know, dumb, like every other shonen protagonist.
Right.
So overpowered, and the power scaling makes absolutely no sense. It's even worse than Dragon Ball when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, what's going on? And there's just like an, you know, and it's like, I get, you know, you need to have fan service in order to sell body pillows in order to make money. It's like, man, come on, guys. Does every single girl in the show have to be sexualized? Can't we just have a badass woman who isn't? Like, just one.
I thought Erza was going to be that girl, but then, yeah, they totally.
No, she could have been, but nope.
Yeah.
Totally threw that out the window. And it's like, okay.
I agree.
Selling another body pillow, I guess, to somebody.
Yep, I agree.
And it's just like one of those shows where I'm just like, I watched probably 50 or 60 episodes of it, and I was just like, I'm bored. I'm just so bored. Like,
dude, I'm surprised
gonna be fun,
I watched
yeah.
more than 100. I'm surprised I watched more than 100, dude. I really am.
Yeah, and all that time, I was like, I could have just been watching One Piece this whole time.
I agree.
It was like,
missed out.
Yeah, and now I'm caught up on One Piece, and I don't regret any of it. But yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, that's why I was like, huh, this is, And you know what? It's like, I get that some people enjoy it because they do have a strong sense of friendship or whatever, but it was just like one of those shows where I was just like, nah, I can't do it. Can't do it at all. Like, it was fun at first, but it's like, it was just, no. All right. But yeah, how about you?
You know, it's funny because I probably would say Fairy Tale as well being my number two, but I'm not gonna copy you on that one. I'm gonna go with my original number two, which is Sword Art Online. So
well, yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah. So the thing is, and I think we've talked about this before plenty of times, but season one, the first half was amazing. Loved it. Loved the idea of it. Yeah. It birthed a lot of isekai as well. So thank you.
Yeah.
And the rest of season one, you know what? It was weird, but it still wasn't that bad. But season two is when it started to go off the rails. Just like, what the hell? What happened? First of all, it went into like a gun MMO, and then the protagonist has to have like some gender neutral avatar for some reason. I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff that's just weird about it. And then even after that, I haven't even watched the newer stuff, but I just don't even want to be honest. I've just lost interest in it. Like, just no thanks. But, and we've talked way too much about it, and so I don't really have much to say.
Yeah, like, you know, for me, it's like, but I feel like I haven't watched enough about it to be able to put it in my top three most hated.
Right.
That's why I didn't even throw it in there, because I was like, I was going to make it like my number three or number two, but I was like, no, I don't think I gave it enough of a chance to be able to give it that bad of an opinion.
Right. And you know what? And maybe I'm over exaggerating a little bit, but
no.
I don't know. I honestly don't think I would ever watch it. That's like, I don't know, just the direction it took and it's taking, I don't know. It's just something I'm just absolutely not interested in. And so, you know, it went from a good series into what the heck is happening and into what the hell is going on. And now I'm just like, nah, this is all just an ass pull for money. So
yeah.
Not for me. So yeah, I might be being a little too rash and too, you know, this might not be, I feel like everything we've said so far might not be the most popular opinion. This is probably the most unpopular one, but I don't care. I'm standing by my decision.
Okay.
Fight me.
Yeah, basically. Okay, so we've reached that point.
We have gotten here.
And we both watched this. We both had really high hopes for the show. And it seemed really cool at the beginning. But man, I was just like, why did I watch this? And you know, we trashed on it in the past.
We have.
And I really don't understand why people like this show.
I don't get it. I can't believe it got a season two.
Yeah, I was like, there's so many better shows that need a season two or five or six that dude, haven't been made.
100%.
Like, 100%.
Yeah.
So, in case you don't know or new to this, our most hated, and this is a shared one between us, is 100% ReZero, Starting Life in a New World.
Yep. And it's funny because we didn't even have to say it. I already knew, and you already knew.
We were that we just both like,
absolutely, it was our number one.
Like, as much crap as we give, like, Sword Art Online, I feel like this is worse.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Like,
yeah, like,
Sword Art
in every way, it's worse. Like,
yeah. Yeah, because, like, the thing is, Sword Art kind of, like, it went up, you know, it started going, woo, wow, good show. And then it's, you know, went down. But this one, yeah. It just kind of like, oh, this is interesting. And then just, what the hell is happening? Oh, my gosh, what is happening? Boop. Just continued to go down and would not stop. It was like there was a magnet in the bottom and it just straight down, dude.
Yeah.
Straight down. I will say some of the art style I like. It's gorgeous. Okay. Some of the ideas they had in terms of like, you know, him having like dark type magic and it being like illusion type, you know, whatever. Some of the stuff, you know, in terms of even some of the characters, I really like, you know, aesthetically and like some of their powers and stuff like that. But the story direction just is what completely effed everything up so badly. Just so badly. Like, for me personally, and like you said, we've talked about this before, but I honestly feel like the first episodes compared to the last episodes, like if you were to show someone the first three episodes and then the three last episodes, they would be like, what the hell? Is this a different show? Like, what is happening here? It's like, what happened? What happened? The best way I explain it is literally, I felt like this is it. Let's say we're playing an RPG game.
Yeah, that's what it felt like at first.
Well, literally, because that's what it's based on, right?
Yeah.
And you're heading on your main quest, and then all of a sudden you take a side quest, and then for some reason the whole game is now that side quest. It like, because none of the characters they introduced at first, the chick with the wind blessing, you know, and then the magic knight and the freaking vampire chick with the boobs, and like, where did they go? Who were they? It's like it seemed like they were going to be totally part of the main storyline. What the hell happened to them?
It leaves it very open-ended, and you're like, wait, this is not something that you need to have open-ended. You need to actually fill in the gap.
Who why did you even show us who they were? Who are they? Why were they important? It's like, what happened? Like, it just makes no sense, dude. It makes no sense. Like, they should have brought them back in somehow, or made everything make more sense in terms of, I don't know. It just felt like rushed at the same time, and it just felt like they couldn't decide what way to take the story. I don't know. It was just horrifying in the story direction of it, like, at least.
Like, there's a simple writing tool that you use sometimes in writing. I'm not a writer. I don't like it at writing very much, but I do enjoy a good story. And
absolutely,
for me, it's like what they call it is a Chekhov's gun. That's where you introduce something at the sometime during the story, you know, it's just totally random, like maybe introduce a character or an object, but you have to actually end up using that at some point in the story. You can leave it dormant, you know, at the very beginning, introduce it, but you have to use it somewhere in along the lines. Like, otherwise, nothing's going to make sense. You know? Like, one person who's really good at this is, like, Oda. Oda's fantastic at doing this.
He's a master at it, bro.
Like, people think, oh yeah, he takes way too long to deliver on some stuff, but it's like, dude, he introduced, like, that Sanji was from the North Blue, like, 500 chapters before it actually became relevant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that guy is a master, dude. He's a master at it.
It's like, wait, why did he mention he was from the North Blue? That seems a little random, but wouldn't it be kind of hard to get over from the East Blue? But,
dude.
And it's like,
God tier story writing.
It's like, that's what we mean. It's like, you gotta use it. Like, you can't just leave it alone. Like, it can be a little thing, or it can, but something huge like that, like introducing a bunch of, you know, characters that seem like they're going to be pretty cool and useful, and even if it's a villain or whatever, it's like, you gotta move them along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Maybe just show what's going on in the background while they're doing their thing or whatever. But it's like, you gotta deliver. It's like, and you, it's like, sometimes we're like, yeah, it's like, timing and pacing is maybe something that felt a little rushed in this. But it's like, and then you have us who like watch One Piece and we wait years for delivery on stuff. But it's like, we get delivery. It feels like we didn't get anything in this. And maybe it's because it's only it was only the first season, but it's like.
Right. But even like, but that's the thing though. I don't think the season things is an excuse because, for example, like even with Sanji, for example, like him being from the North Blue and everything that occurred later on in the story, even if we didn't know about his whole Vin Smoke thing, I feel like that wouldn't even be like something that would affect his character or the storyline at all. No, you know what I mean?
Definitely not.
Even if it would have, but you know what I mean? But like, because Sanji still is part of One Piece. He, you know, the crew, the Straw Hats, he's still a huge part of everything. And all of the other stuff was just kind of added backstory to who he is, you know, character development. Introduces more people that make him more relevant, make everything more relevant. But in this case, with ReZero, it's as if they completely would have taken out Sanji. It's as if Luffy would have just completely ditched Zoro and Nami Sanji, and you wouldn't even see him until who knows when. You know, it's like he got a completely different crew or something. It's like, yeah, I don't like, know, dude.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. It's like, you know, when you're watching like a show, like, and they get rid of your favorite character and you're like, what the fuck? <You're> like, and then you realize, oh yeah, it's because they didn't want to pay the guy.
Yeah,
but in this case, it's like they don't have that excuse.
For example, when dumb example, but like in Transformers, the movies Transformers, the old ones with Shia LaBeouf, like Transformer 1 and 2, it was Megan Fox. Transformer 3 was some other chick.
It's like, what?
And it was like, wait, what? And it, you know, watching the movie, they tried to make sense of it, right? Oh yeah, that girl was crazy. You know, I broke up with her, but like, you know, as a consumer, that's like, oh, I guess Megan Fox got into it with the directors and they fired her, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so whatever. But in this case, there's no excuse, dude. Like, how the hell do you do this? Why would you do this? It just makes no sense. Like you said, I can't even believe I freaking finished watching that show. I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I don't know why I wanted to finish it. But I freaking finished it.
I did,
and
too.
I was so like, what the hell is this? Why is this happening?
But yeah, sometimes I was like, why am I watching this? It's like, I guess I'm already this far in. I might as well finish it. It's like, no, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, and the premise is really cool. You know, it's like, the main character has this ability where if he dies, he goes back to the last checkpoint.
Yeah, basically an RPG game.
Yeah, it's like, okay, cool. It's an RPG.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's just restarting from his last checkpoint. I mean, I get it. You know,
like you said, the concept is cool too, because he actually, like, it's kind of like when, you know, like, it's like the Sharingan in Naruto, especially when oh my gosh, Itachi used it on Kakashi. You know, he was stabbing him, but then at the same time, it looks like it didn't happen, but it's still, he still felt the pain. And even after that, you know, physically he was all right, but mentally he was scarred. Yeah. He still felt that pain.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same idea. Subaru, which is his name, which is a horrible name for a freaking character, but whatever.
Yeah, I always think of the car.
I know.
It's like, okay.
You know, the concept's really cool because, you know, he dies literally.
Yeah.
And when he gets, you know, back to the checkpoint, he's still kind of like,
he still feels
he's terrified. He still feels it. Right. Yeah. And it's like, that's a cool concept, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, but, it's like he is going down like a dark rabbit hole of like pain and, you know, that, you know, you don't really think about it when you're playing an RPG or stuff like that. But it's like, imagine if the character could remember everything. It's like, oh boy, then I think we'd all, well, yeah, it's definitely, yeah, one of the cooler concepts that, you know, that exists for I guess isekais and whatnot, because there really isn't anything like this that we've seen.
Yeah, I mean,
but it was handled very poorly.
Yeah, I mean, isekais are basically just trying to copy video games in a way, right? And yeah, this is one concept that none of them have used, you know, until this one. And like, it's a cool concept, but it just,
they burned that bridge hard.
Oh, so fast and hard.
Oh, so, man.
Anyway. Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Cool.
But yeah, that's our number one, guys. And it's may not be everybody's most pop. It's not a popular opinion, but it's one me and Brian definitely agree on.
100%. I feel like there's more people that would be on our side than not. But then again, I don't know.
Apparently, you know, it's more popular than we thought it was. I was like, really?
I can't even believe that. I can't even believe that, dude.
Like, there's so many better shows that could get a season two that we've been waiting for.
I don't
for.
Know. Are we missing something, bro, from this? Like,
I watched it in English and I watched it in Japanese. And it's like, I read the subtitles carefully, but I'm like, did I miss something?
Dude.
Like, was there a translation problem that I missed?
I don't get it. I don't get it. But whatever. I don't know. Honestly, if we ever do another top three or five in the future, I'm going to be a little more prepared because I didn't really have anything in mind. And I kind of feel bad about some of the decisions I've made. But with my number one, I'm 100% sure it's my number one for okay. sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah.
Oh, man.
So, that was fun, though. That was a fun episode.
Yep. If anything, anyway, guys, like, we appreciate your time. And hopefully you stuck around till the end so we can say like, comment, and subscribe. Because we always forget to say that at the beginning. And, you know, tell us what your guys' least favorite anime or manga are. And we don't care. It's like, it could be something we love, absolutely love. We like to hear about it. It's like, why do you hate it? Like, we actually genuinely like to know these things because, like, maybe we missed something in the show. Like, people like ReZero, and we really don't know why.
Yeah, but like Juice said, you do you, boo-boo.
Yeah. If you guys enjoy it, keep enjoying it. Don't let our opinions affect it. But yeah, like, we actually want to know, it's like, what are your guys' least favorite? Or what's your favorites?
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
But yeah, there you go. In other words, though, guys, we will talk to you later. And
peace out.
Well, I'll try to get this out as quickly as possible.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for watching. Bye. Have a good night.